Yep. Just like I said in my opening comments tonight on the show, conspiracies, UFOs, music, food, and Bob Seger. I left Bob Seger out. He was number five. There's a strange hysteria that has swept over a town in Puerto Rico following a number of mysterious animal deaths that have been attributed to a gargoyle. Over the last 6 weeks, residents in the town of Barcelonita have had several of their chickens and roosters killed by an unknown predator that, are you ready for this? Suck the blood out of them. And you can check out the full story right now over at coasttocoastam.com. Our guest tonight, Donny Arcade. His new album, The Return of Enki. It is currently on Billboard's Heat Seekers and independent album charts. We're taking your phone calls. Great conversation. All of that is next with our guest, Donny Arcade. This is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. You can follow me right now on Twitter at J Church Radio. Twitter is live to my left. Twitter has just been going crazy tonight, but I expected that. And you can follow our guest tonight, Donny Arcade, on Twitter at Donny Arcade. And before we move forward, Donnie, I'm just going to ask you, how am I doing on the bumper music tonight?
Oh man, all of this amazing stuff, man. All the way through, man. You've been jamming all the way through, man. I've been just sitting here jamming out, man.
I'm nervous. I'm still nervous.
No, don't be, man. You know your stuff, man. You're a music man.
Yeah, like I said, UFOs, conspiracy, Donnie Arcade, and food. Life is good. All right, let's get back to the phones. We got lots of calls here that have been waiting for a while. Let's bounce down to first time caller, Dave in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dave, you're up next on Coast.
Hey, Jimmy, Donnie, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Yeah. What's up, Dave? Hey, man, not much, man. I've never heard how I didn't catch your age, Donnie. How old are you?
I'm in my 30s, man. 38, man.
Wow, nice, man. Next week I'll be 60.
Well, you sound like you're 29, so go with it, Dave.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
Check this out, man. I grew up in the 60s and 70s at a Marine Corps air base. Then I went in the Army. Then I went in the Navy, had top secret clearance. The stuff is out there, full disclosure. It is out there. I've seen it with my own eyes. But besides that, I love the fact that I can understand your music there, Donnie.
Thank you.
And I heard the two green tablets. I like that.
Yep. I am a tablet. Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, that was a magical song for us to create.
Yeah, well, check it out. You said something about that. You said in the future it's going to be all instrumental. Well, in the future you'll be able to have a concert that you'll do it by telepathy, right?
Yeah, that's right, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be able to do a concert in 50 different countries all in the same night. You know, imagine that.
I hear you, man. Well, like I said, at those times, I know what our military pretty much can put in the sky, other than we know we're about 30 years ahead on what you'll ever see until they bring it out.
Well, Dave, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask this for Donnie. What is it that you know? What is it that you, I think you want to tell us something right now. So give us a little taste. What is it that they're holding back?
Here's the deal. Before I went in the Army, I was 19 years old. And me and a few friends here in Raleigh, we took off up a road. It was a paved road. And the Neuse River was off about a half a mile, and it was all clear. And I just happened to look over. Timmy was driving. I'm in the passenger side. So I'm having to look past him, and I noticed a bright light, probably 150 foot off the deck, pacing us. So we're doing 45 miles an hour. I'm going, okay. Well, we keep going up, and finally we get to these trees and lost sight of it, and there was a church. I said, Timmy, turn this thing around now. And we headed back the other way. As soon as we cleared them trees, guess what? I'm facing the thing, and here's that light pacing us going back the other way. Well, we get to the main interstate, and there's a place that was closed with a gravel parking lot. I said, pull over here now. And we all jumped out of the car. I said, did y'all see that? They goes, yeah, we did. And at that time, something came over top of about 50 to 60 foot pine trees. No noise, no limbs moving, nothing but this bright light. It was like a real bright fluorescent, but it didn't hurt your eyes. Now, those guys, they're freaking out. They're jumping back in the car, yelling at me, get in the car, get in the car. But that's not me. I took off running at it. I ran to the base of the tree, looked up, and I could discern a shape. But the light was so bright, I couldn't see what it was. And I stood there for a good 30 seconds just looking at it. No movement, no exhaust, no noise, no wind. And all of a sudden, it went up and maybe 5 foot and gone.
How big was it? How big?
I would say about a 14-foot diameter light. Wow. The light was probably, it started diffusing out probably about 16 to 18 foot.
Now, what do you think, you know, I want Donnie's opinion on this, of course, but sure. But for you, Dave, what do you think you were seeing? Was it something interdimensional? Was it actually physical?
No. This was something not of this world.
No, I understand that part, but what I mean is, was it...
This was a craft.
It was a craft.
It was a craft within the diffuse light. It was like a bright fluorescent, bright enough where you think it would hurt your eyes, but it didn't. It kind of diffused. It was like a diffusion of the shape.
I get it.
You can still discern the shape underneath it.
Donnie.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Donnie, what do you think about that?
I mean, it's definitely compelling. You know, I always, like I said, you know, it could be from out of this world, but at the same token, I think it's a lot about this world that we still don't know. And a lot of things from this world itself isn't from out of this world. I mean, when we look at this planet, this big pixel rock realm, you know, I mean, this planet itself is alive. So how much do we know about the life of this planet? You know, so there's so much that we don't know about this world. You know, you were sitting there,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you had the guy on that knew his music real well. Was talking about the 432 or whatever it was.
Right.
Well, we're talking about in the ancient times. Think about it. I mean, they didn't have the distractions, the bull crap being fed into their minds. Day after day, you know what I'm saying? All the stuff, TV, 99,000 channels in their heads all the time. So they got to attune themselves just like the natives.
Well, they
attune themselves to the earth.
Dave, you bring up a really good point. Donnie, back in the day, there wasn't the distractions of multimedia. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have television. We didn't have large screen TVs. What we had was our minds and each other.
Yep. And that's still the most advanced technology. And that's why we got to get beyond metal and craft. You know, the most technology is beyond that, you know, especially if you're talking time and substances, different worlds, different dimensions, you know, it's beyond the craft itself. So sometimes even with the craft, you know, it makes me feel like it's something of this world to some degree, you know, it's mm-hmm. craft, burning fuel or not burning fuel. You know, I just think it's so many toys that exist that we don't know about.
What about channeling?
Well, channeling, that's what I am. I'm a channeler. I'm an artist. I'm so in tune with so much that really I don't read much because this world and this community is my book, you know. And with this day and age and with these millennials and everyone coming up after us, they're in the age where it's beyond books. It's, you know, so right now most people are getting their books right now by listening to the show. This is a book to some degree. So a lot of this information is channeled. And people can channel a voice. And most of the things that I learned was me channeling into the voice that spoke truth to me and to some degree.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Donnie. And then we have so much in mythology and in religion that has been handed down for generations and millennia where the information came from the stars. The information came from the heavens. That, you know, we learned this, whether it's law, agriculture, technology, astronomy, none of that was related to something that came from this earth. Everybody would talk about this coming from the stars and from the heavens. Could this have been, or the gods spoke to us and said, do you think that this could have been channeling and what we call channeling today? And this information came from the mind, came from communication from the stars?
Yeah, or it could have been something from somewhere else that was channeled here. Well, it could be a projection or something. See, we don't know enough about this world we're in, you know, and that's why I say it's hard for us to really come up with a full diagram of what we are in, because it's too big, and we don't have our own way to get our own cameras. If we really knew this world for what it is, then we'll understand that we are living on something that's living. So we got to understand this living creature that we, you know, live on has a mind, it has consciousness, it has technology, it has its own version of what we think we are, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot better at it than we are. So I just think it's a lot deeper than just, you know, spacecraft and things that's coming to visit us, because, you know, anything like that is still ego-based. And I think if you're behind, you know, the ego, then I really don't think you'll have to communicate in that way unless it's a special mission or somebody calls you. But most advanced things will be beyond craft to me.
Let's go to Wild Card. Let's go to Barry in South Carolina. Barry, you're up next on Coast.
Hello, Jimmy. Go Beckley Tempe.
That's what I'm talking about, Barry. Say hi to Donnie.
You knew I was going to say that. But, yes, Donnie, I've got something profound to say to you and Jimmy. It's a statement and then a question. But, Jimmy, real quickly, can you remember last Saturday night when the caller called? He was leaving the show in Asheville, North Carolina, with George and Tommy.
Yep.
And, boy, that was a great compliment he paid George and Tommy. And I talked to Tommy last night. I mean, to both Tommy and George, and complimented them just like the guy did. And they said they were really thrilled with the show and all. But anyway, here's my profound statement. Probably one of the greatest rock songs and rap songs at the same time was obviously Aerosmith and Run DMC doing Walk This Way.
Right.
Hands down, babe.
Yep.
And I want both of you to know that every song that's ever been sung, every song that will ever be sung, is a rap song and a rock song. All of them rhyme, basically. It's just the way you rearrange the music and the tempo and the 4-3-2 and the 4-3-6 and 3-4-40. Anyway, that's my statement. And I want you, Donnie, I'm telling you, you need to write that anthem about the new Space Force and throw some rap and some rock and some country and all of it in there together, and you're just the man for the job.
Barry, get it.
I appreciate that. That's inspiring, man. I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to definitely shout you out next time I come on here and speak about it and we play the song, man, and I'll definitely shout you out, Barry. That is definitely on the list.
Thank you so much, Barry, and you have a great weekend. Donnie, he made one of the greatest points that there is. All music is, and when you say, you know, rap is wrong, but it's also correct. But everything rhymes and it's in tempo, and it has that rhythmic sense to it. Really, I mean, everybody was a rapper.
Absolutely. I hear that in everything. I mean, I hear so many of the raps. I even in some of the rock songs, I hear
country,
even the country songs.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear the genesis of so many different styles. You know, like even the styles that they do today, the Migos style and da 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 da. I mean, people been doing that so long. It's a triplet, you know. So that's in all forms of music. And sometimes when you listen to some of the great vocalists, they understand it. Just like if you go to Michael Jackson, he was rapping. He was James Brown's rapping. Jim Morrison. I mean, all these cats was lyrics is lyrics.
Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, yeah. The original rapper, right?
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite people of all time, Chuck Berry, definitely. But yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, the more we realize, we're all alike. And, you know, we're all doing the same thing. Lyrics is lyrics, man. It don't matter what melody you put it to. Poetry is poetry. And that's the basis of all of this. It started with poetry, you know, thousands of years ago.
Let's take one last call before this break. Let's go east to Robert in Wausau, Wisconsin. Robert, you're up next on Coast.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Jimmy. And I have a couple comments since you're talking about Enki. I'd like to give you a little bit of history about Enki. Enki and Enlil were twin brothers, and they were the son of the Orion Queen, who was from Orion. And Enki was the Orion Queen's favorite son to take over the kingdom on their planet in Orion. And Enki was kind of a bad guy, and he disobeyed his mother and went to a certain dark part of the galaxy where he contracted a virus that drove him insane. And then his mother, the Orion Queen, kicked him out of Orion, and they came to Earth and invaded Earth. And Zechariah Sitchin, what his history is exactly right on the money. He tells it exactly like it is. And they came here to mine gold, so they DNA engineered the DNA of the monkeys and made smart monkeys, otherwise known as humans, Adam and Eve, and put them in the mines working the gold so that they could take back to heal diseases back on Orion. And they they're reptilian by nature, and they are very destructive, and they destroy everything in their path. And because of their destructive nature, they were getting so out of control just in the last 50 years that the powers that be, I won't exactly say who they are, took the Orion Queen and gave her a chance to repent from her actions and get Enki and Enlil to straighten out their act. They live millions of years, thousands of years old, and they gave them a chance to repent and straighten out their act and start helping with improving the universe, and they refused. So they both, all three of them, the Orion Queen, the mother, her husband, and Enlil and Enki got put in a phantom zone where they cannot be reincarnated. They're locked up in cells, and they're stuck. They're locked away and will not be affecting anybody anymore. And if you want more information, the wonderful worldwideeducators.com online will give you more information.
Okay, and Robert, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We've got to head towards a commercial break right here. And Robert, great phone call. Donnie, back to you, though. I've got 5 or 10 seconds left before this break. So many calls tonight about Enki and Enlil. The knowledge is crazy out there with this audience, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing. I think it's just one of those things where we're all involved in and we're all curious about the knowledge. And I think any step in that direction is a good step. So, no matter how we get there, we're all headed to the same place of enlightenment.
Our guest tonight, Donnie Arcade. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be right back. Check this out. You've got to go read the story over Coast to Coast AM. This strange case out of Argentina where a security guard claims to have encountered an alien in a field and has a rather curious piece of footage from the incident. This bizarre case reportedly occurred earlier this month in the city of Villa Maria when a night watchman named Eduardo noticed some odd lights near the property that he was guarding. The video is right there at coasttocoastam.com. You've got to go check it out. One of the things that was always great back in the early days of Coast was the internet coming along. And Coast to Coast was right there in the front of it back then, posting videos from around the world. And this is one of them. Go and check it out. Our guest tonight, Mr. Donnie Arcade. Donnie's album right now, The Return of Enki, is currently on Billboard's Heat Seekers and independent album charts. It's been on Heat Seekers for the last 7 straight weeks. You can go and check out The Return of Enki at DonnieArcade.com. The links to it are over at CoastToCoastAM.com. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls and conversation with Donnie Arcade after this short break. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight, Donnie Arcade. And Donnie's album, The Return of Enki, is charting right now. And you can go in and listen to the full album and go and get it, iTunes, all of that. Head over to DonnieArcade.com. Now, Donnie, Temps, right? Just My Imagination. I don't know if you know this, but I sang backup vocals on that.
What?
No, I didn't. Come on, Donnie. You know, you know better than
get
that.
Get out of here.
All right, let's go to East of the Rockies. That's a musician humor right there. Exactly. Let's go to East of the Rockies. Kevin in Kankakee, Illinois. Kevin, you're up next on Coast.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning to your guest also.
Good morning, Kevin.
I called you before, Jimmy. I was the one that told you about time travel being so last year. Do you remember that?
No.
You had a guest on about time travel?
Well, anyway, when I say no.
I'm calling because earlier you guys were talking about technology.
Sure.
And suppressed technology. And when I was abducted in 1982, I was told by the extraterrestrials that they work with our government and they're giving them technology and all the major governments of the world. And that we would know about some of the technology, but some of the technology we will never know about.
I'm sure that's true. And Kevin, are you a musician?
As a matter of fact, I am.
What do you play?
I play the guitar and I dabble in the keyboards.
And when you hear Donnie's music, talking about everything that you just mentioned right now on this show, how does that resonate with you?
I think your guest is spot on in a lot of ways. I really do. And I don't know how old he is, but
38.
Pretty knowledgeable. I'm sorry?
He's 38, Kevin.
38.
Oh. And he's pretty knowledgeable at his age for what it is and what it's all about. And I wanted to make the comment about 432. From what I understand, it has changed. The musician scale used to be 432, and it was changed in the 20s or the 30s to 440. And that was because 440 is more chaotic than 432.
Yeah, there are rumors about that. There's some urban legend there. Donnie, what do you think about that? That 440 just made people angry. So there's this, you know, this conspiracy behind that.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the system that we live in, you know, if we were able to get outside the system and see the whole game and see how that music trickles down into products and control into the work environment, I think it, you know, it's very genius in a evil scientist kind of way to create something that does cause confusion. You know, it's kind of like the colors red and blue that you'll see on the news. A lot of those things cause confusion. You know, it's a lot of money in confusion.
I got this in on Twitter, Donnie. This is from Dew Sky. Jimmy, please ask Donnie if the increasingly vapid mindlessness in popular music, which I also enjoy as junk food, is intentionally driven by the industry side of things, or is it simply consumer driven by the sleepwalking masses?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's a reflection of what's going on in society. So, I mean, you can't knock a million people for liking it. It'll be one thing, you know, the people itself didn't like it. But, you know, sometimes people want that escape, you know, unfortunately. And not to say that everything has to be knowledgeable. It's a lesson in everything. So we have to learn the lessons of even the dark world. And once you really raise that consciousness, you'll be able to use anything as energy and use anything as an energy source and see the good in everything. Because I don't even really believe in good and bad. You know, I just think this is a time period, and this time period reflects what society is going on. So, I mean, do you want people to to lie, you know, to live that mindless life. And then, you know, and get here and say all a bunch of conscious stuff. I just think, you know, we need more conscious people to play our part and feel the spectrum. But the spectrum is perfect.
You know, it's funny that you put it like that, because everything is generational, right? And if we go back to some of the things that were happening in the 70s, that so much was said about Kiss. You know, this is mindless. The music doesn't mean anything. It's about as timeless as any of the music that we have today, or some of that early Kiss stuff. But, you know, the disco era, how it was just, you know, automation, and just it wasn't anything. There wasn't any substance to it. And think about that today, how strong that material is. And how much it has meant to the generations that listen to that music. And it, so some of the stuff that we call mindless today could be timeless classics in 20 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the yin and yang. Some of the mindless stuff is the inspiration for the unmindless stuff.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I mean, so we have to look at the beauty in everything. If we were 2,000 a year living species, I think we'll be able to look at time and appreciate time a lot better and see more of a timeline. But sometimes we're just on our little 80 years is not long enough to really see what inspired the next thing. It's just like cooking your food. It's a chaotic situation going on in that pan to make a beautiful plate. So it's inevitable to not have chaos. If we just had all, even perfect ain't perfect. So, you know,
that is so you can't have it without the other. That's it. There is no. The Egyptians spoke about this over and over again. There is no order without chaos. You need chaos for order. That's it. Let's go west of the Rockies. David up in Bend, Oregon. David, you're up next on Coast.
Yeah. Hi. Is this Jimmy?
Yes, it is, David. Is this David?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm 67 years old. I listen to your show a lot. It's the first time I've ever called. But a lot of the topics I have trouble with, you know, the extrasensory perception and all those things. But I've had experiences that were strange in my life. But I wanted to ask you mainly about, was the Egyptians back, you know, 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, they had carvings in caves of spacecraft and spacemen with like helmets on and suits on. So there must be life on other planets.
I do agree with that, David. And thank you for the phone call, Donnie. When we look at the ancient, let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
When we look at some of these ancient cave paintings, hieroglyphs as well, but when we look at some of the stuff, not only in here, the United States, but you've got Spain, you've got Italy, you've got stuff over in Australia that show extraordinarily advanced depictions of helmets, of antenna, of star beings. This wasn't from some active imagination. This was something that they witnessed and wanted to document.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. Shout out to David for the, you know, for the info and the question. But yeah, man, it's so much deeper than we can imagine, you know, especially in those times. We have the same materials we have now that we had back then. So just imagine right now, you know, we all go back into the ground and we're buried. After everything we've been through, from Wright brothers to now, and it's all gone. It's all disappeared. And we just have a few pictures. And we just got a few Donnie Arcades when I was talking about it. So, it's very possible. You know, it's possible that those big bones that we see called dinosaurs, or we call them so-called dinosaurs, who to say they didn't have their own craft things. I mean, you're talking millions and millions of billions of years We just, you know, I'm trying to base everything off of 2,000 years. But this thing has been destroyed and recreated and destroyed again with the same materials that we had. So we could have had electricity, we could have had Wi-Fi, we could have had all the same things back then. And I'm sure we have. I mean, you look at some of the precision cuts on some of those things that we can't even do today. Some of the structures, we can't even, you know, our construction machines can't even pick it up. So it lets you know we have technology that's been buried. And I think a lot of it's there. I mean, I just imagine if we were able to take all the sand up in Egypt, what would we find? Because we only found a percent. It's like a video game, and you only unlock a few of the things. But just imagine if we unlocked everything. Imagine if we took all the water out the ocean, what would we see?
That's right.
So, I mean, we can't even imagine, you know. So I'm pretty sure it's been technology. And at the same token, it's beyond our world. So if you got people that's channeling, you got people that's living in the dream world, the multiple dimensions. I'm pretty sure back then it was easier to astral travel and speak with things, get visions, a lot easier back then. And I don't think we were so diluted in our food and culture and mind state. So if something, you know, was back then and able to reach out and astral project and do different things, then yeah, you get all the information.
I would like to know if we could suck out, you know, all the water in the oceans and see what's under there. I'm down for that, and so are you.
Absolutely.
But I'm not so sure
about it.
I'm not so sure the rest of the planet could handle it. Let's go to the first. We got time for one more call before we have to say goodnight. Let's go to Sam in Bell, California. Sam, you're up next on Coast.
Hey.
Hi, Sam.
You reach out your beautiful vocal line on Just My Imagination. You know it was you.
Sam, you're funny. What do you have for Donnie?
Donnie, you want to talk about rap in its truest, great raw form? Listen to Rock Island, the opening segment of The Music Man, starring Robert Preston, 1962.
Okay.
All right.
Pay attention to it. Take the time on YouTube, 3 minutes long. It will tell you exactly about rap.
Okay, you got it. The Music Man, 1962. Okay, I'll check it out. All right, one last call. Nancy, Victoria, Texas. Nancy, you're up next on Coast.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. Really quick, what have you got for Donnie?
Okay, I have a quick question for him. And my question is that what's his thoughts and opinion is about today's musicians, especially the rappers in today's music, like Kanye West, for example, because a lot of people have been saying that, you know, his music is like one of the best in the 21st century. He's like the next Mozart. And I want to know what's his opinion is, because, you know, I'm a millennial and I too listen to rap here and there, and I've listened to a lot of really good rappers, and, you know, I just want to hear what he has to say.
All right, Nancy, thank you for that. Kanye, the next Mozart. Well, I think that's Kanye saying that. But Donnie, jeez. Yeah, you know what? I'll go there. I'll go there. What do you think about Kanye West?
Yeah, I mean, Kanye is you know, I mean, he's one of many. You know, I wouldn't call him the only. You know, I mean, you got Dr. Dre, you got, I mean, I think hip hop alone is it's an amazing genre, and I think just to take over the world in such a short amount of time, because hip hop is the one art form that contains all art forms, and it's the one art form that brings everybody together. You know, everybody was separated before hip hop. Everybody had their own little music zone, but everybody found something, you know, within each other, within hip hop. But definitely Kanye's great, man. You know, he inspired me, not just because of his music, you know, but just because of, you know, his wanting to be great. You know, and sometimes I think we put a lot of pressure on the musicians itself. You know, musicians are not politics. They're not scientists. They're not you know, but they are very in tune, you know. And one thing about music, and you know, you're a musician yourself, you know, timing and music, you have to be empathic. You have to be, you know, you have to picture things. You have to bring things into existence that didn't exist, only in your head. So, yeah, Kanye is definitely one of those. You know, he definitely changed hip-hop because hip-hop was going somewhere different. And just him having the passion to take it back to its roots and be a rapper and not a, you know, a dance rapper or anything like that. Yeah, he curved everything. So you got to give him his props because I think hip hop would be a little different, you know, than what it is right now if it wasn't for him. Now, as far as his views and things like that, you know, it's just him being an artist. You know, some artists are just trying to find a way to express themselves. And sometimes they don't find the right words, but, you got to give people time to be great, time to learn and try to adjust to this matrix society where you have to have a monolithic thought. But yeah, I much shouts out to Kanye. I would love to work with him.
Wow. Well, you know, I wouldn't exactly myself personally say that, you know, Kanye's up and coming. He's kind of came and went. I mean, he's been around for a while now. But, and then you have other things out there, like, of course, you know, Jay-Z. And his talent is insane. It way off the charts. But then when there's all of these other connections that have been made about him to different, you know, banking societies around the world, that it almost makes me uncomfortable. But that has also been tied to a lot of other very successful artists. It doesn't matter what.
Absolutely. Entrepreneurs, you know, everyone's, you know, part of this system. And sometimes, you know, we got to stop looking at them to be perfect because, once again, even perfect ain't perfect. So if we're trying to be perfect, if we're trying to read books just to say that we know everything, then you really don't know anything. You have to leave a room, some kind of room to learn and make mistakes and be honest to speak your mind. And that's one thing I respect about him. Hey, speak your mind. You know, I'd rather somebody say how they feel than not say how they feel and just put on the front.
I want to thank you, Donnie, for taking the time to come on with us tonight here on Coast. I can't wait to get you back on the show, but certainly much success to you. The album is The Return of Enki. Currently charting right now on Billboard, and you can head over to DonnieArcade.com. The links are at Coast to Coast. Click on it. Everything you need to know about Donnie Arcade is right there. Thank you so much, Donnie, and have a great weekend, my friend.
Man, much love. Yeah. See you soon.
Donnie Arcade. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Now, going to open lines for the rest of the night. This is Coast to Coast AM.